Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, hope everyone's doing very, very well. Another one I want to get out to is just sort of around sort of what it takes, I suppose, to get things done, because, you know, at the end of the day, we've all got the same amount of time. It's just what we do with that time that dictates the sort of life that we get to lead. Now, basically put, or simply put, if you're a goal-driven person, if you're somebody who has an outcome that they would like to achieve, the distance between you and your outcome is brought closer by actually getting started. Now, the very first, I guess, motivational book that I ever read was given to me by my first ever mentor at 15. And I didn't really read books when I was 15. I was more into reading bodyboarding magazines or fishing magazines was sort of what I did. And if you recall, we had magazines back in those days because the internet wasn't really that active. It was there, but it wasn't that active. That's what I was sort of reading. So I think it might have even been the first... it wasn't the first book I read, but it was the first motivational book for sure. It was Zig Ziglar, CEO at the Top. And one of the quotes inside of that book has stuck with me for life, and I do frequently use it because it's kind of not really a mantra, but it's something that I think that, you know, I've drawn a lot from it, and I know a lot of other people have as well. And that little quote is, "You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great." Now, that resonates with me because it just tells me, get started. You know, all the things that you want, you can have, but you can't have any of it unless you get started. You've got to get stuck in. Get your head down, get to work, and get after the dreams and goals that you've got. Now, with trading, obviously that relates to trading as much as it does anything else. With trading, you've got to get into the market, you've got to get started, but you've also got to get a structure and an approach. Now, we talk about trading strategies, and a lot of people say that they have strategies. It might be a double bottom, it might be a triangle, it might be the RSI, it might be a number of different things. But having a strategy that has a confluence of events, a number of things that come together, that's really, really important. How do you get that? Well, you can work with people like myself to get that. You can learn from other people. You can find mentors, however that may be. But that's not really the idea of what I'm trying to get across in this message. Yes, you've got to find a way to do it. But then you've got to actually put in the work. Now, I see this all the time. People that have done my courses, they've got all my strategies. And, you know, I say to them, you know, how's it going? Like, how's your reporting going? And a lot of people, it's like one of the first questions I ask when someone sends me a direct message or something. I say, what have you learned from your reporting? And a lot of them are quite coy. I know that they haven't done the reporting, because I know it took me. I didn't really do it to start off with either. I didn't report for a long, long time. That's not putting the work in. To have everything that you want, you've got to do everything that is required to have those outcomes. Now, taking your screenshots in this case, something that's not the most exciting thing in the world, and this goes spans across any business, by the way, the things that aren't the things that you necessarily want to be doing are the things that you've still got to do. Now, if you've got a big business and everyone does everything for you, that's fine, but you started out, you know that it started out with you having to do certain tasks that you didn't want to do. You've got the same amount of time as me every single day. Every single day. And I have the same amount of time as you. I put the work in years and years and years ago. And look, to be honest, it took me, like I say, you know, two to two and a half years until I actually found or sort of clued myself onto the fact that I wasn't just going to pick this up by myself. I needed some help. And at that point, that was really when I thought that I've got to work, because I was able to trust in somebody that I was going to get what I needed to achieve the goals that I had set myself. That's when I started to go to work, so to speak, because I had a methodology to follow. I knew what I needed to do, and I started to do it. Now, that applies to you as much as it applies to me still to this day, because I tell you what, you know, just because you get to a certain point, you got to stay there. You got to stay there. It's not just about getting there. It's about staying there. You put good habits in, good routines, good rituals. and you stick to it. A lot of people are saying that they want to do this, they want to do that, they want to have this, they want to have that. You know, whether it be they want to have more money, whether it be more freedom, more time with their families, more holidays, whatever it is. A lot of people have these things that they say that they would like, but they're not willing to get their head down and get to work. Hard work, what is it? What's the old saying? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. In trading, you don't have a God-given gift to trade. You have to learn it. You know, some people physically in sports, they might be more inclined to be rowers or weightlifters or sprinters or swimmers. In trading, you really don't have that. And I truly believe that everybody can be a successful trader. They've just got to find the way that works for them. I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a quant guy. I'm not someone who's going to sit in a hedge fund and crunch numbers all day. That's just not me. But I've managed to find a way to do well in trading that fits my level of intellect. But I did a lot of work, and I still do. A lot of time spent, a lot of hours. What's it, 10,000 hours? I've done more than that. But guys, it's there if you want it. It is completely there if you want it. I just wanted to get that message out because I know a lot of people, I go to a lot of events, right? And people tell me what they want to do. And I see the same people at different events, you know, different events, same people, often same audience, or not the same audience, but some people go to all the events. And, you know, you speak to them 1 month and a couple months later and you say, well, how's it all going? And what have you done? And they're kind of, oh, still doing this, still doing that. And it's like, well, when we spoke a couple of months back, you were so pumped to get into XYZ, whatever it might have been. But you still haven't done it. Like, I don't obviously say this and brutalize them and, you know, do that. But I think in my head, so many people are not putting in the work to get the outcomes that they desire. There's only one way to do it, guys. There's only one way to do it. Hard work. It's going to take work. Whether you've got the best structure and strategies in the world, whether you've done the courses and you've got all the written checklists and everything, it's still going to take your time, your passion, and your motivation, guys. So have a fantastic day. And don't forget, guys, again, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's listening out there in different parts of the world. Thank you. Please make sure that you grab a link, share it across your social media, your Slack groups, all of your crypto friends and family, and your non-crypto people if you'd like them to have a listen to the podcast. I try and cover a wide range of topics, things that are time sensitive, specific to the market, but also just little lessons along the way. And also, obviously, the higher we rank, the more we are likely to have top quality guests, and that is a big thing for all of you because I get to interview them, and it's pretty fun and it's pretty cool to get that insight. Guys, have a fantastic day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.